Welcome to the Planning Board meeting, April 1st, 2026. The time is 6:30 p.m.
Okay, there's no meeting tonight, April Fool.
This was a lot of work. Come on.
You've been planning that all day.
I'd like to call the April 1st meeting of the Candia Planning Board to order. Please rise, face the flag, and say the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Before we do the roll call, did anybody see the fire department Facebook post today?
I did.
Yeah. About their new fire equipment?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, a nice cat, like D9 bulldozer, all painted white with the Candia Fire Department emblems on the hood. Then they were like, April Fool. That's our new brush fire apparatus. Yeah. All right, Judy is absent. She is not available tonight. Mark?
Here.
Tim, here. Brian?
Yes, here.
Dave?
Here.
Linda?
Here.
And Kevin?
Present.
Present. You're always a present.
Yeah, the gift that keeps
what
giving.
A gift. My wife says that a lot.
Yeah, don't you wish you had a Yankee swap gift? You know, like you could pass him back off? all right, so first order of business, new business, informational hearing. Owner Richard Clark, 158 Healy Road, Candia, New Hampshire. Property location, 150 Road, Candia, New Hampshire. Map 406, Lot 49. To determine feasibility of subdividing 8-acre parcel into a new house lot on the left side of the property. Which I'm guessing there is probably like southeast, south, like that? Southwest. Okay. So tell us what you're looking to do.
I'm not looking to develop it into a house lot now. I just want to do the conceptual plan I'll find out what I need to do. I understand that that's not binding by anything. I don't know what's. I'm just kind of looking for some general information or about it. I have a expired wetlands delineation thing, which I can show you. If you want to see it?
Sure.
To see it.
Yeah.
That's.
How expired is it?
I know. What was the year?
I think they're good for 5 years, right?
I have no idea.
Yes. So
is it 5 years? Is it from the 70s or is it?
No, 2013.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's a lot. Yeah.
That's pretty current.
Yeah, but there's a lot of...
Delineated
wetlands.
That's on the left side, too?
This section. It would be the left side that I would be developing if I ever did. 51.
So you could sneak.
Right. All you gotta do is get back in, yeah.
Yeah, you could do a wetlands crossing, I guess. You know, I might have to cut the corner of that because you'd have to sneak the driveway in.
Right. But that's not really in our.
Yeah, not at this point, yeah.
No.
And we don't like saying sneak.
Yeah. Snake. How's that? Snake better than sneak?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you plan a deck to split it like right in half, or just put 3 acres with it, or what? Or does it depend a lot on the wetlands?
Yeah, I believe that they told me if I'd have to move the line to the right, make the lot larger. You have to have 50% upland.
That's just kind of land. Okay.
Well, it looks like that whole left side on the back there is all wide open and okay.
Yeah, you need one and a half acres. Doesn't need to be 50% of the property, but you need 1.5 acres of contiguous upland.
Oh.
Okay, so if you have a 8-acre lot, everything's wetland but an acre and a half, that still works. You just have to have an acre and a half of contiguous
upland. Oh, I didn't know that.
So. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
That'd be a short crossing.
It should be.
Yeah.
An acre and a half there, I think.
Oh, yeah. It looks to me like, And you got a nice narrow spot there to get your wetlands crossing.
Yeah.
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 So, yeah, you need, the lot needs to be 3 acres.
Right. Minimum.
Minimum. Each lot would need 200 feet of road frontage minimum, and the new lot would need 1.5 acres contiguous upland. Mm-hmm. And, you know, which you're not going to have that problem here, but it can't be like salamander, like, you know, it's going to be relatively normal shaped. So you could go back and then angle out or something, but you couldn't go back, angle out, angle down, angle, 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 angle.
Yeah.
That's about it. But yeah, I would say, you know, depending upon where you draw the property line there, you got no problems with that contiguous land looking at that 8-acre block.
Yeah.
So have a surveyor come back in August and take a look at that and map it out again and figure out, it seems very doable.
Yeah, there's quite a bit here.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, both those two corners have quite a bit of upland land, so it's
good. Right.
The center part is low. The center part of that property is low. Yeah. There's a culvert there and a stream.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
Seasonal stream, but...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really about it.
Oh, Jane Franklin did it, yeah.
So,
what was the year on that?
13.
No, yeah, no, not 2013.
Yeah, so that would have been good to the 18, so.
Yeah.
Not too far off.
No, we trust Jim Franklin, so.
Yeah.
So, there would be, you know, the rest of it is just having it surveyed and.
Yep,
correct.
Come in here for a minor subdivision. Which, you know,
Megan can help you with
Megan will help you
filling
all
out the application.
I have to do that, even though I have to do a minor subdivision paperwork, even though it's not going to be a house lot.
No, but you just still want to separate it, right?
Yeah, you won't have to come into, you know, so you'll do a minor subdivision, which is a maximum of three lots, right? So, you know, you're only doing two now, but one, actually. So it's a fairly easy process. You'd still come back in here. You know, we would need to have all the surveying done for the new lot and so on and so forth and, you know, show the setbacks so that we know you can fit everything in. But we don't need to have even a floor placement only for a house necessarily, right? You don't have to come in with any details about what you're going to build there. You're just creating the lot. We just need to have the information to make sure the lot is buildable and meets our requirements.
Right.
Because we don't want to create a new lot that
isn't
buildable.
It's not going to be created as a lot or taxable or anything, right?
Well, you still keep it. It's a different lot, but it's still under your same ownership. So
it wouldn't change.
Yeah, but you would get the tax bills for two lots now rather than one, right, once you subdivide it.
Right.
Even though it's conceptual?
No. Well, only after you get approved. And file, right, so you'd come in here, get approved for dividing that lot off, right? And then, you know, you'd go through getting us the final plans, and we'd sign the Mylar, you'd file it with the Registry of Deeds, and then once that happens, then it comes to the tax, to the assessor, and that then becomes a separate lot, and you would then get a separate tax bill
for that lot. Because there would be your lot and lot A or dash one or something, so you'd actually have two tax bills coming in. So it's unlikely that they would be lower.
Yeah, that's
highly unlikely. Or even the same. It'd probably be higher. So
but it won't be a house lot. It won't be taxed as a...
Can it be in current use?
No, you've only got 8 acres there.
Yeah.
So.
No, because 3 acres, yeah.
Well, that's the thing. If he's worried about it, then, you know, do you have to do it?
No.
If you're worried about the tax bills and stuff, you don't... I mean, coming here conceptually, really, until you actually do it, it doesn't mean anything.
Right.
So they're not going to tax you. It's just going to be one lot the way it is now. But it's when you come here and you're doing it because you want to make a separate lot, right? And you're going to either build or sell. then you would want to do it, and then you would have the two tax bills.
Yeah.
I can have somebody survey it. I can do a, I can redo a wetlands delineation.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Everything but finalize it.
Yeah.
I don't have to come back in here for any of that.
No,
I actually do it.
Correct. So you would get all that, and then when you're ready, when your timing's right, you would then go to Megan, and you would fill out the minor subdivision application, which is not onerous. Get us the information that's required, which your surveyor and wetlands would you know what they need to do. And then you'd come before the board and...
And just apply in that within that five-year period, yeah.
We'd have another hearing very similar to this, except it would be to look at it as an actual subdivision and approve or deny it. Right,
but, there again, you know, it's governed by that five-year
wetlands.
Okay, and then when that's done, we then get a Mylar from the surveying company. We sign the Mylar. You take that to Registry of Deeds, and that's when it becomes legal and official. And that's when the tax change will hit.
Okay.
Only once you get to the end of that pipeline, that's when the tax change hits.
Okay.
All right.
I'm
pretty straightforward.
I'm good.
And you can tell we're very bureaucratic, and we'll be horrific to deal with when you decide to do this.
I guess I'm done then.
Yeah, good luck. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Good luck.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Take care, Dick. Stay healthy.
All right. This would be a real quick meeting, because no matter what, we had to have this meeting because we had officially continued the... Tanglewood hearing to tonight, so we would have had to meet, close the hearing, do the minutes, and leave. So I'm glad that they came in.
We had something to do.
Yeah. All right.
Tim, thank you for that explanation. I appreciate it. Because I'm like,
I'm just doing that. Oh, okay.
I'll leave it up to Tim. I trust you. Thank you.
Megan called me Monday and said, hey, can we do an informational hearing? I'm like, yes, something to do. Because, I mean, I hate everybody have to, you know, put on your good clothes and, you know, put pants on. And come here for 5 minutes, but that's what we were going to have to do.
I did put them on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank God.
I retired, so I got a check.
All right, so case number 26-001, applicant DAR Builders LLC, 722 East Industrial Park Drive, Unit 17, Manchester, New Hampshire. Property location, Crowley Road, Candy, New Hampshire, map 414, lot 152 and 152-10. This is a continuation of the previous hearings, and we're opening the hearing, and now... We, at the applicant's request, we are continuing the hearing until April 15th. And it will be here in the town meeting room. And available by Zoom if anybody cares. All right.
Perfect.
The meeting is now continued. So, I really, in 1 week's time here, finishing up my full-time employment, I really didn't do anything. So we really don't, unless somebody's got something they want to bring up and talk about.
You didn't do anything in your full-time employment because you're finishing up?
Yeah, don't tell them.
He really finished up.
Last week.
Okay. Well, let's do the minutes and then we can...
Yeah, let's do the minutes and...
jog somebody's memory.
I read them. They all seemed pretty good, and I liked how you did capture that we said it was continued to tonight, but there will not be a meeting tonight because... trying to put in the continuing the hearing date, if we don't get a date certain by the Monday midday, you know, proceeding, that will be on the agenda for the 15th for a public hearing. We didn't have enough time to notice the public, but that's going to be on the agenda for the 15th. Anybody got anything on the minutes?
Yeah, line 71. Reestablishing a hub subcommittee, not Ann.
Oh, I saw that too, and I wondered what's hub stand for, and is...
There's no vowel before it. Any vowel has an N to pretend.
Yeah, but it's an historic event, isn't it?
No, reestablish a hub subcommittee.
So, repeat that rule.
It's Ian if they're, the next word begins with a vowel.
Oh.
Yes, because the N protects.
Okay. How did you ever remember that?
She was a teacher.
I was an English teacher.
Oh, that's
why. So what you're saying is my vowels need protecting?
Yeah.
They do.
That's a vowel.
They do.
Oh.
My you can't have it. Two vowels together that are two different words.
Yeah, I read it as IHOP. So, you know,
yes, yeah, I did too.
Oh, so you can't have two vowels. You can't have a word ending in a vowel and a word starting in a vowel.
Well, it's an article. An is an article. Okay. A is an article. Right. So you can't have an article that.
Okay. Great.
I'm retired.
The world revolves around details like this, right?
This is how them smart folk can tell the difference from us.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Right?
With dyslexic kids, it was a rule. They had to follow rules because they really didn't understand it. So when I taught when in this dyslexic school, I learned more rules than I ever knew.
Right. Motion.
Yeah. To accept with the correction, I'll make that motion.
Second.
You'll second?
Yeah.
Perfect. Let's see. We'll start. You made the motion. Kevin, we'll start with you. Kevin.
Yes.
Linda.
Yes.
Dave.
Yes.
Brian.
Yes.
Kim. Yes.
Mark.
Yes.
Perfect. Anything else anybody wants to talk about?
I did some research on the modular manufactured home builders in the area, and La Valley does not actually do it themselves. They use preferred building systems out of Claremont and New England Homes out of Claremont. So they use those two, and then there's three others.
Cool.
So I just kind of did a little research for that.
And those are not mobile homes.
No, those are
I've seen
prefabs.
They're not double wide.
Prefabs.
No, they've got like, you know, two-story.
So are you checking with them to see if somebody really wants to come in? And
well, I don't know whether we want to do the subcommittee. Can it kind of do it all at once?
That's a
type of a thing where you have your subcommittee talking about
it. Kind
of
like.
And then members of the subcommittee come in with a presentation from a building person instead of having them come twice.
That makes sense to me. There's no urgency.
No, there isn't.
Right? And we do want to reestablish the subcommittee. So if we get it reestablished, then it would be an opportunity.
What I would like to do is, because I agree, we want the subcommittee to be involved in that, but I do think it's a good idea to have that not at some little subcommittee meeting at the Smith Memorial Building.
No, it would
be here at a planning board night.
Right. But they would be coming.
Yeah, they would
have a represent. You know, one or two people come from the subcommittee.
So we'd all see it together.
Yeah.
That makes sense to me.
Yeah, no, I agree. Okay. You know, because we should do it like, you know, shortly after we, you know, reconstitute that subcommittee. And that's something you and I will work on getting the word out there. This coming week, because I have more time.
Before you know it, it'll be September.
Yeah, I do have more time.
You know,
I've been told. I don't know. It's yet to materialize.
I'd like to set up like a calendar as to, so if things go, because I don't know like how many days you have to have like for a warrant article if we're voting on doing zoning changes, how many days or when that has to be in, public hearings. I'd like to see like. What does the linear line look like for getting something passed?
There's not so much a linear line as there is an end post.
Right.
The end post, I believe, for initial public hearing, right, because we have to have two public hearings on it, right?
Yes.
The end post on the initial public hearing, I believe, is like January 15th or something. I don't remember the exact date. Sometime in January is the end post for the final hearing, for the initial hearing, and then the final has to be voted on by us and given to the town early in February, I believe.
So the clock is ticking.
Yeah, but if you remember, well, in years past, we never started working on warrant articles till like November.
Oh, right.
I'm a plan backwards person. My goal is the end, and how do I get there?
See, we've been much more deliberative about it than this board was in the past. Basically, the chairman would come in with, here's the warrant articles we're going to do. What do you guys think? Correct me if I'm wrong, guys.
Oh, you're 100%.
So,
and if he didn't like something, he would never bring it to light.
Yep. So we're much more deliberative and
working, open.
And open and working to consensus, yeah, consensus, which I think that's why we've had good luck at the voters approving it and good luck at, you know, creating what we all think are pretty good documents. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So we're going to keep on that path. I reached out to Steve Keach again past the last 2 weeks of my job were really horrific because I was spending like three hours a day training my replacement while doing my job. But I've reached out to Steve Keach and I'm going to try and have a chat with him about, you know, going through the zoning ordinances to look at inconsistencies and, you know, zoning ordinances and regulations, look at inconsistencies and irregularities and what we can change to streamline things.
Nice.
And looking at, because if we're going to talk about affordable housing and looking at other alternative type housing, we really need that soils and water analysis work done, which should be done under the HOP grant as well. Yeah. So I'm going to have him get that moving on that as well.
That HOP grant is how much? 50?
50.
How much has been expended?
Whatever we paid Cam.
Yeah.
We could probably contract Keach to analyze what's eligible for him to get bill to that, and give him the faucet on to go start doing everything he can fit in.
Yeah.
Right.
I know he's got at least, you know, 20-25 grand that he can spend, which, knowing the way Keach bills,
so efficient. I think we can get efficient.
We can get a lot out of him for that amount of money.
Yeah.
I believe I hear a motion for the chair to be able to be authorized.
Oh, I think you should make that motion. I thought you said emotion.
No, I said I thought I heard a motion.
There you go. A second?
I'll second his motion.
The motion is to authorize the chair to engage Keach to maximize HOP grant expenditures pursuant to what?
Soils and water analysis and looking at the zoning regulations to, you know, make them more coherent, consistent.
That. Wicked pressure.
I'll second.
Second. All right. Mark.
Yes.
Tim, yes. Brian.
Yes.
Dave.
Yes.
Linda.
Yes.
And Kevin.
Yes.
There we go. I'm not keeping track tonight because the votes
are coming.
Yeah. There you go. So that's all that.
Megan, you got all that?
I did, actually. Surprisingly. Okay.
Anybody got anything else? Or?
No, I don't think so.
Public comment, or you just come here for watch the show?
Oh, I got a couple questions.
Fire away.
Jim George, 858 North Road. We met a few months back about the property that abuts us towards Hooksett. About trying to, we went to the zoning board, then we went to the selectmen about it. And
I don't recall what property and what specifically were you pursuing.
It's an unknown property.
Oh, okay.
It's landlocked and there's no access.
There. And we got a letter of recommendation from the planning board, I believe.
Oh, yeah. You guys are up on the old stretch of New Boston.
Yep. North Road.
North Road.
Yeah, that one too.
Yeah.
Yep.
And Matt Phillips was here with us as well.
Yeah, he's got that big piece across the street. It's the Class 6 part, right?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Yep. Good. We're all up to speed now. Okay.
We were talking about conservation. I said I didn't want to go that route because it was affordability. But we have been talking with Bear Paw and Celt for the last 2 months. And actually, we're going to meet with them the 16th of April, Southeast Land Trust,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
About conservation. They want to look at the property. And they would work with us on that. The reason why I'm bringing that up is because now I hear that the town wants to start auctioning off property that is unknown.
Yeah, and that particular piece was unknown, correct? That was unknown ownership, yeah.
The thing that concerns me, if it's auctioned off, what's going to happen with that property? If somebody besides us are able to acquire it, that's what makes me nervous.
I thought that the auctions were to go to the abutters first.
No.
No?
No.
That was not part of it. That only typically is what happens.
The abutters are most interested.
It's valuable to them.
Right, because how else are you going
to
get
to
your
property? There's no requirement that it goes to them first. It goes to the highest bidder.
And if I remember, we passed a motion in support of what you guys are trying to do.
Correct.
And wrote a letter to the select board to that effect.
Yes.
Remember that?
Yep.
Dave, I don't know if you were
here. I was here.
I think that's coming up at our next meeting. I'm not sure. You can check with Amy. But if it does, that would be, I think, a good time to request that not be on the list.
Is it possible, Brian? Because, like, we don't...
I can't speak for the whole board, but, you know...
Because I remember your lawyer, the town's lawyer, didn't want anything to do with it.
Correct.
Told you to walk away.
Correct.
Somebody wanted a conservation. I can't remember which one that was. But we are willing to go into conservation now. We've learned more about it and what...
Yeah.
In the aspects, we don't know which way, whether to go with Southeast Land Trust or Bear Paw at this time.
Yep.
But we wanted to get all our ducks in a row before we came back to you guys with it, you know? We wanted to be more prepared.
How many acres is it? Roughly?
Roughly, there'd be around 40 acres.
Wow.
The town, because of the way...
But it's landlocked. Two, right?
There's two lots. The town thinks there's only one, but after further investigation going way back, we found there's actually two properties.
Somehow it just got combined over the years?
Yes.
But again, I think, like, it doesn't have frontage on North, on Class 6 North.
Yes, it does.
Oh, it does.
There's around 700 feet on North Road.
Okay.
Plus on the back side where, what's that discontinued road over there by the...
It's Dick Duhame's driveway.
Yes, yeah. Dickie's...
Oh, Knowlton Road.
Knowlton. It abuts that as well.
It does. So that goes right almost to the Hooksett line then, or does
it?
Almost
it exactly the right there. Line follows that. It's the last piece.
But that's a given up
well,
road.
Well, so...
Yes, that's...
That doesn't count.
Basically, you're looking just to preserve that piece of property. And
yeah.
Obviously, if it's unknown, it's unknown, so you can't buy it from somebody.
Right? Yeah, and we were willing to do the surveys.
Right.
Get all the documentation, pay the back taxes on it to the town.
But you'd really not want to go through the auction process to buy it.
Correct.
Because see,
the thing that worries me is, I mean, I don't mind if it was a good buildable lot like Matt has.
Yeah.
The thing that concerns me is them blowing out the dam, the beaver dam down there, drying the damn thing up.
Drying it up and then build,
You know, that's what concerns us.
See, the reason that our attorney said just don't get bothered because they just didn't want to do all the legal work to find out who owned it. And the auctioneer company, they take that responsibility on.
Right.
So I don't know if there's a way that the board can say, yeah, we'll pull that piece off or not, but it's worth a request, I guess.
It's worth a request. I don't know that it's in the town's best interest to exempt it, though.
I think but we don't have to include it in that list we don't want to.
No, you're right, you don't. That's true. But something's got to happen with it, right? It's like, you were willing to buy it, right? You weren't going to just, like, get it for back taxes, I didn't think. I thought you both said you were...
Basically, back taxes is, in rough estimate, was, like, around $20,000, plus we're spending another $12,000
was legal.
For the survey.
And for 40
probably,
acres.
I mean, I don't know what the legal is, probably another 5,000 on top of that. So yeah. It's not cheap, but it's, like I said, we just want to absorb it or keep it separate, but go into conservation with it, is our goal.
And I think that the letter, and Megan, maybe you can find it somewhere, and if you don't have a copy, you know, you can get a copy of it. It's a public document. But it was, you know, it didn't say, we think that the select board should not
do
let
this
go to auction. It was like we were supportive of
just the process.
Whatever could be done to make this happen made sense. It was a supportive document of what you're trying to do without saying yes.
The devil's advocate says, so for $40,000, you're going to get 40 acres of land in Candia, which, sign me up, right? If you came to the deal saying, we've already got this planned to incorporate with SELT, and this is how it's going to be handled, we just want to preserve it, that would be an angle that would be more amenable to me, like if I was on that committee.
Well, plus paying the back taxes.
Right, yeah. Right.
And you said it's like $20,000?
I believe so, because really? It goes back to 56 or something. I believe, Brian, 56 or 58.
So, I think that was the date you had, yeah.
So the tax bill was probably $10.
Right. Well, yeah, being in current use, I know what it is. You know,
yeah.
I mean, as far as our bargain, you basically all know what I paid for what I have out there.
I have no idea.
It wasn't much more than $1,000 an acre.
Yeah, and that's not a huge value on that, because it is on a Class 6, and that doesn't guarantee you can build a house.
And it's really wet back in there.
It is
right, and it does have some issue.
It's basically
the
start of Manchester Waterworks.
Yeah, it's not a $400,000 piece of property by any stretch.
Right.
But I would, like I said, I can't speak for the board, but I would come in and ask the select board, because I think we're going to review them again.
Yeah.
The properties, and request. I think your argument is legit with. You know, you're willing to pay the taxes and take care of all the legal. I mean, and it goes back on the tax roll. And that's the whole idea for this process.
Right, but, but if you're actually including it into your property and appreciating the value of your property significantly by adding 20 or 40 more acres to it, that's a huge benefit to yourself.
Well, no, because it'll be current use, so it's not going to be.
But if you do put it into a land trust kind of thing, there is no value to you other than the conservation aspect.
Correct.
Except for when the state makes us allow everybody.
I know rules and regulations. Yeah, that's why I'm saying.
Yeah, they change a lot, but.
Yeah. After talking with Bearpaw and SELT, we've decided to. Because we talked about absorbing it.
Yeah.
That's out the window. It's gonna be a separate lot. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
In conservation.
That'd be easier to sell.
Yeah.
If I was on the board.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, I think it's a good argument, but I would start there, yeah.
Okay.
And we don't need to take action on it again, because again, we've already got that, it's documented.
Right.
Yeah,
and so yeah. So if you need a copy of that.
So if you want to just speak to Amy tomorrow and just tell her that you'd like to be on the agenda.
Yeah. The agenda's
and
not
that,
posted yet.
And
so
that you talk to the planning board and me and to put it on there.
Very good. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
That's
very
all
good.
I got.
Perfect. Thanks. Well, with that, motion adjourned. Ah, perfect. Second.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed?
Aye.
I bet there's no opposed.
No, it's very good.